EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy visited a farm and nursery in Stockton to bring attention to EPA's updated regulations for farm workers. She was joined by United Farm Workers of America President Arturo Rodriguez on the tour, where she also spoke to farm workers and the media. EPA's final rule was announced back in September. McCarthy says it provides stronger protections for the nation's 2 million agricultural workers.
It was our opportunity to make sure that farm workers have the same level of protection as workers in other sectors so that they can keep farm workers and their families safe from potential pesticide exposure.
The rule increases requirements for training, notification, pesticide safety, and hazard communications. It also requires additional use of personal protective equipment and the availability of supplies for routine washing and emergency decontamination. McCarthy says there have been a lot of changes since the last time the rules were updated.
It's been 20 years, and I think we've made a lot of improvements since then, and we're really trying to just build on those improvements because the world has changed. And I think one of the things we wanted to make sure we did was to recognize that. Look at the training that's available and the opportunities for that now. Look at how much more we know about pesticides, how much more clearly we can understand the risks and minimize those in the field. But accidents do happen, and we want to make sure that we take every step to minimize those through coasting in the field, through workers being properly trained, to make sure that those accidents are minimized and when accidents happen, appropriate responses are taken.
Some agricultural groups have come out against the new regulations. Farm Bureau has criticized the new rules, saying the EPA is, quote, piling regulatory costs on farmers and ranchers who bear little, if any, relation to the actual safety issues. Other agricultural groups also criticized the rules. The American Retailers Association says justification for revision of the rules is based on unfounded assumptions and deliberately misleading cost analysis. It also points out there are already many protections in place and that the new EPA rules do not align with the strict rules already in place in many states. In a statement, the association says the EPA has admitted it cannot quantify the public safety benefits of the new rule, nor can it conduct a cost-benefit analysis of the changes. But McCarthy says she hasn't heard much against the regulations.
Actually, I think we did a pretty good job, and we haven't heard a lot of criticism. We made sure we did the kind of outreach we needed to do directly as well as with USDA. And these requirements are an extension over what's in place today. But the reason why we went to a farm today was to show that many farm operators are already meeting and exceeding these standards. These are not standards that are applicable like the 18-year-old minimum standard for application of pesticides are not applicable to family farms. Those are exempt. But there are opportunities I think we have to work together to properly train our farm workers to make sure that the farm industry is protected as well. And we have Costco there as a retailer saying they really value doing business with farms that protect their farm workers and take these steps that are necessary. And, you know, one of the things we have to recognize that farm worker in the farm worker community, we see 1,800 to 3,000 incidents every year reported of pesticide exposures. We have to do better than that. And so 20-year-old worker standards don't help, but standards that are clear and reasonable and effective will.
McCarthy will also be visiting farms in other states around the nation to highlight the updated regulations. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.